From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Investigators are scrambling to find out who planted a bomb that rocked a bustling New York City neighborhood, and they're trying to find out why. They're scouring shrapnel, forensic traces, and surveillance video for any link to an unexploded pressure cooker device found a few blocks away. There seem to be more questions than answers hours after the Saturday night blast that injured 29 people in Manhattan. All of them have since been released from the hospital. More now from VOA's Isha Sarai in New York.
I've seen a few people on Twitter and a few witnesses here say they think it might have been in a trash can. Also seen a report saying they thought it was an IED. I think, you know, a possible reason some people have been saying trash can is because there was a pipe bomb that exploded in the trash can in Jersey earlier this morning. But again, I'm not quite close enough to see, but there doesn't look like there's any extensive damage to buildings, so it seems unlikely that it was inside.
A pipe bomb explosion in Seaside Park, New Jersey, before a charity race to benefit Marines and sailors earlier Saturday, did not appear to be connected to the Manhattan bombing, according to officials. That race was canceled. Meanwhile, Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York, who toured the site of the blast in Manhattan's Chelsea neighborhood, said there didn't appear to be any link to international terrorism. Elsewhere in the U.S., an FBI official says a Minnesota mall attack that wounded 9 people is being investigated as possible terrorism. They are still waiting to investigate further, but ISIS has claimed that it was an inspired attack from their behalf. You're listening to VOA News. Donald Trump's most prominent supporters insisted Sunday that he is putting the burden of birtherism behind him with his concession that President Obama was born in the United States. But like their candidate, they tried to blame Hillary Clinton's campaign and rejected any notion that Trump's political identity is founded on 5 years of peddling the false rumor that Obama was born elsewhere. Hillary Clinton talked about what's at stake as she accepted an award on Saturday night from the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation.
That is what's at stake in this election. It's not about golf course promotions or birth certificates. It comes down to who will fight for the forgotten, who will invest in our children, and who will really have your back in the White House.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump vowed Saturday in Houston, Texas, to rid the U.S. of illegal immigrants who've taken the lives of people. Trump said his Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, failed to enforce immigration laws when she was Secretary of State, when she failed to suspend visas to countries that don't take back their citizens.
They've warned that Hillary Clinton's plan would put the entire country in grave danger. I fully understand that. They called it radical, deeply dangerous, and warned it would trigger an unprecedented national crisis.
Trump's remarks came at the first ever conference hosted by the Remembrance Project, a group that advocates for families whose relatives have been killed by illegal aliens. But the nonprofit organization has critics who contend its use of families of victims to promote a hateful political agenda. The Southern Poverty Law Center, which monitors hate groups, said the group is, quote, helping to advance the agenda of the organized nativist movement in the United States, which tries to demonize immigrants in general, whether documented or not. Fuel supplies in at least 5 U.S. states are threatened by a gasoline pipeline spill in Alabama, and the U.S. Department of Transportation has ordered the company responsible to take corrective action before the fuel starts flowing again. Colonial Pipeline Company must conduct testing and analysis on the failed section of the pipeline. The company has acknowledged that possibly more than 300 gallons or 1,000 gallons of gasoline have leaked since the spill was first detected on September 9th. It's unclear when the spill actually started. The pipeline section that failed runs from Mississippi to Atlanta. The spill is within an unusually sensitive ecological area. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.